When Captain Florent Groberg stops by his old high school, he talks to young runners at Walter Johnson, where at their age, his talent earned him a place on the University of Maryland's team.
Kind of give my own little story of what I did to be successful in track, and then how that discipline and mindset allowed me to be successful in the military as well.
Groberg deployed to Afghanistan's Kunar province as an infantry platoon leader in 2009, then again to the same region in 2012.
I was selected by the brigade commander to run his personal security detail.
6 months in, what seemed like a normal August morning took a turn.
When we landed, it just felt weird. It was one of those eerie moments when you just doesn't feel right.
It wasn't long into their trip when Groberg spotted a suspicious man approaching the security caravan.
I left my position. I hit him with my rifle. I grabbed him. Realized that he had a suicide vest on. I saw something come out of his hand. That's the last thing I remember. And then, it detonates.
When he came to, Groberg says he was in shock. He saw his fibula was broken and his skin was melting around a missing part of his calf.
They got me up and they started dragging me. And that's when I saw the bodies. And that's when you're like, damn, this is real. I don't think you're at the point of being sad. You're at the point of being so angry and devastated. Then you get sad, obviously. Yeah, that was that day right there. Major Gray, Major Kennedy, Rafael Del Fata, and Command Sergeant Major Griffin were all KIA, killed in action.
33 surgeries later, Groberg says he still can't run, but he focuses on what he can do, foremost honoring those four men and their families.
The fact that they were able to embrace me after I was not able to protect their husband, that's just to me is the most incredible and biggest honor.
He says they'll be at the White House to see him receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm grateful and appreciative to be recognized for this award, but in my heart, in my own mind, this doesn't belong to me, it belongs to them.
Read more about Groberg's story and honor at WTOP.com. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.